The city of Circleville has a train problem. The manufacturing city contains 18 railroad crossings in less than 7 square miles. The rails cut the city in half and create problems for first responders who find themselves on the wrong side of the tracks. But the city is working on a plan to find a solution. If you live in or around Circleville, you hear this sound a lot. Leah Frazier commutes from Williamsport.
So yeah, trains, there's a lot of them. And yeah, it can make people late for work. And so it can be kind of a pain, backs up traffic, especially because I'm on the other side of the tracks.
About 50 trains pass through Circleville each day. Nikki Crosby used to live in Circleville until she moved 20 miles outside the city. The trains often interfere with her commute to work.
The only thing that we really get aggravated about trains is like being on one side and not being able to get to the other side and running late with a train and have to get to a bus stop.
Trains can add 20 minutes to her commute. The rail traffic is more than an inconvenience. The tracks isolate the city's south side from Circleville's fire station.
If there's a fire or anything and they don't have enough fire trucks down there or enough squads or something, then the people in the south end's done. So we worried about that a lot when I lived there.
Circleville Fire Chief Mike Zigarelli worries a lot about that, too. If a fire breaks out when a train is traveling through, trucks have to wait.
Probably be 5 to 6 minutes before we get somebody on the scene, whereas it should only take two. 20, 30 years ago, the fuel load and the houses and stuff has changed. So really, in that amount of time, you can start seeing building collapse and stuff like that.
In the spring, the city reopened its Southside Fire Station that was closed earlier because of budget cuts. Two firefighters are stationed there. Zigarelli wants to see that number double.
So before we reopened the second station, all of our resources were on the wrong side of the track frequently if anything happened on the south side, and we've been blocked by trains from getting resources there. We have the station open. I need to see more people down there. Right now, our funds don't allow us to hire more people. But ultimately, I'd like to see that be a four-man station or more.
Circleville Public Service Director Don Sherman says with the length of modern trains, one can block all 10 mainline crossings.
It's not unusual to be sitting at a crossing with a train going southbound, and before that southbound train's gone, a northbound train comes through. Fire chief has told me of one or two times that he's actually been stuck by the train and watched the place burn down. Police officers have had the same problem.
Sherman fears the problem could get worse. This week, Norfolk Southern will finish an expansion project that nearly doubles its intermodal facility outside Columbus.
That means most likely they're going to double the number of trains coming through town.
He is working with the Norfolk Southern Railroad and the Ohio Rail Development Commission to alleviate the problem. A permanent fix would be to dig underpasses or to build bridges over the tracks.
We're crossing the tracks at grade, so we're actually driving across. What the grade separation is building almost like a freeway overpass over the tracks.
That means moving tracks and, in some cases, taking homes and buildings by eminent domain and demolishing them. The estimated cost? At least $5 million. Norfolk Southern has agreed to contribute 5% of that cost, but Sherman says that's not enough.
They don't help with the cost of demoing houses, building the ramps up. They give us 5% towards the crossing of the tracks, which we're trying to negotiate that up higher.
It's a problem that will take several years to fix. Circleville officials will meet with the Rail Commission next month to discuss next steps. Adora Namigade, WOSU News.